got something here for you to fix. The clasp keeps slipping open.
I'll give you a repair check, Mrs. Stone. It'll be ready by tomorrow. There won't be any charge.
Oh, thank you, Miss Winters.
Why don't you buy it, Mrs. Stone? You admire it every time you come in.
It is lovely. But $65.
It's been slashed from $89.50.
Well, two or three more slashes and I'll be ready.
Why don't you let your husband get it for you?
We're both in the same financial bracket.
Send him in. I'll be subtle. He'll never know what hit him.
I always thought gifts were supposed to be sentimental offerings.
They are. When he brings home the bag, you can cry.
It's all right. Go ahead.
May I help you, sir?
Oh, yes. I'd like a gift for my wife. Some little remembrance.
Oh, we have some lovely things that just came in. They're very nice and just $1.95.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are nice. I believe my wife shops in here occasionally. Mrs. Morgan.
Oh, Mrs. Morgan. Yes, yes.
I think she may like this one. Don't you?
It'll clash with her color.
But can't you just visualize how this will bring out the mauve glint in her eyes?
Well,
We've been slashed from $135.
Well, it is very pretty. If Mrs. Morgan doesn't like it, could she...
Of course. I'll have it gift wrapped. Cash or charge?
Oh, charge it, if you will, and send it to my office in the morning.
Certainly. Thank you so much, Mr. Morgan.
Well, thank you for being so helpful.
That was subtle. When was his wife in to pick it out?
This morning.
It was merciful. He never knew what hit him. Donna, darling. Oh, hello, Patsy. How are you, Miss Winters?
Nice to see you, Mrs. Cole.
Happy birthday, Donna, and let's drop the subject. It depresses me.
Oh, well, cheer up. It's not for a couple of days.
Picking out the gift Alex is going to surprise you with?
No, dear. I was just admiring it. Mrs. Stone's a sentimentalist. She loves this bag, but she thinks it's too expensive.
You don't know Mrs. Stone. She accomplishes more with a smile than I do with a sword.
If you're going to send Dr. Stone in, I can put the bag away.
Well, dear? No, I don't think so. Thank you anyway, Miss Winters. I've got to run along, Patsy. Bye. Goodbye, Donna. Put it away, Miss Winters. He'll be in.
Jeff, you can't have any money.
Miser. Come on, I'll pay it back. I gotta get Mom a birthday present.
Jeff, you've been borrowing money for years and you never pay me back. You already owe me $3.60.
Jeff, stop it. If I had any money and you came to me, I'd say, sis, how much do you want? That's the kind of fella I am.
You're the kind of fella that lives on others, Jeff.
Well, yeah, well, how about the kid at school who doesn't have any money for milk and I give it to him every day?
I've heard that corny story before. What's his name?
Are you questioning my honor?
Well, you keep your honor and I'll keep my money.
Go ahead and keep stuffing that money box. Pretty soon it will be filled, but will you have any real happiness?
Well, rave on, darling brother. You're not getting a dime.
I hope you enjoy the look on Mother's face when I tell her I've got nothing to give her because you were sitting on your money box like a hen.
Well, why didn't you tell her the truth that you were too selfish to sacrifice a movie or an ice cream cone for her?
I like my story better.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Mom.
Here, come try these on. Do you like them?
Mother, this is beautiful. Oh,
thanks, good. Mom. But what's the occasion?
Well, does there have to be an occasion?
Now, aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Mom, if two people were living on a desert island and one person had all the coconuts, shouldn't she share them with the other guy?
Of course. Unless the other guy could get his own by climbing a tree.
There, go climb a tree, Jeff. Oh, Mother, Sharon has a birthday next week. Do you think she'd like a house coat?
A house coat? Oh, yes, dear, that would be very nice.
Oh, Mother, you're going to love this one. It's blue and it has a little Peter Pan collar in it.
Honey, I'm sure that Sharon will love anything you give her. You know, it's the spirit of giving that counts.
Well, that's great, because I'm full of spirit.
Especially when you can't borrow any coconuts.
Not that you deserve it, but I want Mother to have a nice birthday, so I'm going to loan you a dollar. Now, that makes $4.60.
Well, thanks, sis. I knew that beneath that rough exterior, there beats a heart of gold.
You'll have to promise that whenever I'm late for school, you'll make my bed for me. And whenever I ask you to do something for me, you'll do it. Sweetly.
Look, I got pride. I'll do it, but not sweetly.
All right, but when Daddy and I give Mother her presents, you can stand there, holding your pride.
Oh, I give up. Sweetly.
Wow. Splitting the loot?
I just sold myself into slavery. Oh.
Daddy, what are you giving Mother for her birthday?
Gosh, honey, I don't know. You know, every year about this time, your mother says, I really don't want anything.
Oh, Daddy, don't be naive. She's a woman.
Yes, that's true.
Give her something exciting and feminine.
Well, how about a bicycle, an English racer?
That's exciting and feminine. Last year, he wanted me to give her a hockey stick.
He's about as sentimental as a rock. Jeff gives her symbols that say, I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you. And that takes care of your next three birthdays.
Jeff Stone, you're such a clod.
I'm sorry I can't stay for this intellectual discussion. I'll see you at dinner, kids. Hi, darling.
Hello, dear.
Yeah, Mary was right. You are.
Are you going to finish that sentence or just leave me dangling?
Oh, well, Mary has a theory that you are a woman.
Well, I've been trying to tell you that for years.
Why don't you start telling me what you'd like for your birthday?
Oh, nothing, really.
Here we go again. Darling, I'm a husband who abides by the rules.
Well, then, just get me some token bauble.
Well, how about a string of emeralds?
Didn't you get me emeralds last year?
Well, you can wear the new ones while the old ones are in the laundry.
That's good thinking. What shall I wear to the Schaefer's tonight?
Well, what about your green dress?
Didn't I wear that the last time?
Why don't you call them up and ask them? Darling, I know you don't want anything, but couldn't you give me a little clue to what it is?
Alex, if I told you I didn't like presents, I wouldn't be honest, but gifts shouldn't be troublesome obligations. Whatever you give me, I'll love and adore.
All right, I'll get you a bag of popcorn.
Popcorn will be wonderful. Just have it strung.
I just dropped in to say you've done wonders with his appetite. Now, if you can just do something about his manners, I'll testify you're the greatest doctor in town. Bobby.
You better not. I'll raise my race.
I ran into Donna downtown. We had an interesting little chat. Brief, but interesting.
Yes, I've always found her quite stimulating. You're doing fine, Bobby. Up 3 pounds. Now, you just stick to the diet.
Yeah, I know. Plenty of milk, and don't forget the vitamins. Can I go out and see Jeff?
Bobby.
Sure. Go ahead.
Bobby, say thank you, Dr. Stone.
For what? You pay him, don't you?
Just like his father. Hopeless.
He's normal in every respect. Nice seeing you, Patsy.
By the way, what are you getting Donna for her birthday?
Nothing, really.
What?
That's Donna's annual reply when I ask her what she'd like. These occasions aren't very important to her.
Isn't that marvelous? Here you are, a trained scientist, dealing with people and their motives, and you believe that? Did it ever occur to you that Donna's a woman?
As a matter of fact, that was brought to my attention just this afternoon.
Now, I'm just trying to be helpful. I saw Donna today at Carter's. There's a beaded bag she's simply mad about, but she says it's too expensive. That's what I always tell Henry. It works like a charm. What I wonder is, how does she let you know about it without being obvious?
Are you telling me I'm the object of some Machiavellian scheme?
No, of course not. But somehow she'll get you to Carter's. Mark my words.
Now, Patsy, you're a sweet, loyal friend, but Donna's not the scheming type.
I admire your blind faith. But Donna is a woman.
Yes, we pretty well covered that.
What did you get her last year?
Last year? A bracelet.
Where?
At Carter's.
Really? Well.
Yeah, we were walking past Carter's. We looked in the window. She admired a bracelet. I said, would you like to have it? And she said, no, it's too expensive.
And then what?
Next day, I went in and bought it.
Uh-huh. I see. Patsy. Goodbye, Alex.
Goodbye, Patsy.
Give Donna my love.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember, she is a woman. Alex, you acted very strange this evening. Is something bothering you?
No, not a thing.
Well, every time I looked at you, you were staring at me. Would you like my dress?
Sure, I'm crazy about it.
Well, something's bothering you. Is it a patient?
Yeah, in a way.
Do you want to tell me about it?
No, I'm afraid not. I'd be violating a confidence.
Oh. Well, I hope everything turns out all right.
Yeah, me too. Darling. About your birthday. Isn't there something I can get you? Something you may have seen and liked?
Well, there's a chinchilla coat downtown just crying, take me home.
I mean something you may have your heart set on.
I told you the chinchilla coat. I can't stand to see it cry.
Well, if there is, why don't you tell me? I mean, wouldn't it be better than just getting something you don't want?
Honey, I told you, anything you get me, even if it's nothing, will make me happy. Don't you know that?
Yeah, sure I do. Honey, I'm going to be downtown tomorrow. If there's anything you need downtown...
Not a thing.
Yeah, well, I just thought if you did need something, I could save your trip.
I can't think of anything. Thanks, honey. Well, I just happened to remember. Are you going to be around First Street?
Yeah, about a block from there. What is it?
My bracelet. I left it to have the clasp fixed. Here's the ticket.
Oh, where'd you leave it?
Carter's. May I help you, sir?
Oh, yes. My wife left a bracelet to be repaired. Is it ready yet?
Oh, you're Dr. Stone.
Yes.
Well, I see the wives so often that I'm always curious about what the husbands look like.
Oh, it's a natural curiosity.
I think you'll find this'll hold. There won't be any charge.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Stone.
I thought maybe I'd better look around a little. Tomorrow is Mrs. Stone's birthday.
Really?
May I see those, please? They look very nice.
They are. Of course, anything would look nice on Mrs. Stone.
Yeah, she has a dress that this might go well with.
Frankly, Doctor, it's a little garish.
Oh. Well, of course, I want to get her something she'll really like. Any suggestions?
We have some lovely things here. Did you have something in mind?
Isn't there something special that she may have admired?
Did she mention anything to you?
I think instead of just buying her anything, I'll send flowers.
Well, if you can't find exactly what you want, flowers are always nice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Just a minute, Dr. Stone. I just remembered something that would be such a perfect gift for Mrs. Stone. It's simple, but very distinctive. And I'm sure that she'll love it the minute she sees it.
What is it?
A beaded bag. Isn't it elegant? It's hand-fitted and the lining is pure silk. And knowing the exquisite taste of Mrs. Stone, I just have a feeling that when she opens this gift, she'll be simply enchanted.
Happy birthday, Mother.
Morning, Mom.
lovely alarm clock.
Well, I've been up for hours.
Making beds.
Both angels, but let's not wake up Daddy, huh?
Why not? Where's my breakfast?
It's Mother's birthday, Daddy, but we brought you a cup of coffee, too.
Oh, thank you.
Here you are.
Happy birthday, Mother.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Oh, my goodness.
What have we got here? Oh, Mary, it's a house coat. It's just what I needed. How did you know?
Well, I asked Miss Robinson at Carter. She said that you had looked at it one day.
It's a very cooperative store, that Carter. No charge for the bracelet.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, Jeff. Oh, now what do we... Handkerchiefs. Oh, they're beautiful.
Do you like them?
Oh, I love them, honey. Thank you.
Oh, it's nothing. I just signed away 3 months of my life.
Nice coffee.
Happy birthday, darling.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Mother, what did Daddy get you for your birthday?
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, honey, I had a new coat 2 weeks ago, so I could consider that my birthday present.
Oh, Dad's always hiding his presents. Excuse me a moment. Check under the bed, Mary.
Now, stop it. Stop. Will you come back? Jeff, come here. Now, I've told you that presents are very nice. But for the immediate family, sometimes just saying happy birthday will convey what you feel.
And I made a deal with the devil.
Well, enjoying your breakfast?
Hmm. Yes, it's delicious.
Good, good, good. I can hardly wait for my birthday to roll around.
Why don't you two get dressed? And if Daddy finishes early at the hospital, we'll all go out to lunch. Is that all right, dear?
It's your day, darling. Anything goes. The sky's the limit.
Okay, come on, Jeff.
Come on, Jeff.
Yes, Master.
Anything wrong here?
No, of course not. Why?
You know what? I bet you think I didn't get you anything.
Oh, Allie, stop it. I know you. You've got something hidden somewhere.
I give up. Here I thought I was putting something over on you.
Well, I guess I'm just one of those simple, transparent husbands any wife can see through.
Thank you, dear.
I bet you can even guess what's in it.
Allie, what are you talking about? How could I possibly guess?
Well, after all, you're a woman, so naturally you have that feminine, intuitive knowledge of what husband is going to do. You like it?
Well, it's beautiful.
Now, wait. If you don't, you can always take it back. It's a very cooperative store.
No. It's lovely. You have wonderful taste.
Thank you. But you're giving the credit to the wrong person.
Alex, when you went into Carter's, what did Miss Winter say?
Oh, have no fear. She was the soul of discretion. Of course, she practically had it wrapped and ready.
Alex, you think I sent you into Carter's so she could sell you this?
Well, she was most helpful. And as we all know, the simple, transparent husband needs all the help he can get.
On second thought, I'm not so sure I like this bag.
No, darling, you wanted the bag, I bought it for you, happy birthday, and that's that. Only next year, tell me what you want, hmm?
Alex, you think I conspired with Miss Winters?
Well, let's say it was written in the stars that I would go into Carter's and walk out with a beaded bag. It was fated.
Alex!
Mother, do you think you could shorten the... Oh, Mother, this is beautiful. Daddy, where did you have it hidden?
Oh, we grown-ups are very tricky.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It must have cost at least $1 zillion.
Huh. Well, whatever it cost, Daddy shouldn't have done it. Come on, dear.
Ha ha ha!
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Stone.
Good morning, Miss Winters.
I hope it's been a very happy birthday.
I'm returning the bag.
Oh, you should see how cleverly I...
returning it? You did a wonderful job, Miss Winters. Thank you very much. Please send me the credit slip.
Mother, I thought we were going out to lunch today.
Well, there's been a slight change in plans. Here, get some milk, honey.
Hi, Donna.
Oh, hi, Patsy.
Many happy returns in every sense of the word.
Thank you, dear.
I was at my sister-in-law's looking at her new drape. Simply atrocious. So I thought I'd drop in and check on your loot.
I did very well. Mary and Jeff served me breakfast in bed.
And Alex gave you that beaded bag.
How did you know?
Just instinct. When you see Alex, will you tell him that Bobby had a revoltingly huge breakfast? I was in yesterday to see about his appetite.
Did the subject of birthday presents come up by any chance?
Just casually.
Casually?
Oh, Donna, I know you'd do the same for me. So I mentioned there was a bag at Carter's you were simply mad about.
Oh. So you're the one I have to thank.
Oh, Donna, I'm so grateful to you. Your method is so effective that I'm using it on Henry. This morning he asked me what I wanted for our anniversary. And with the innocence of a Mona Lisa, I said... nothing, really.
I returned the bag this morning.
You what? Donna, that's absolutely brilliant. Now Alex will be convinced you really meant it, and he'll race off and buy you something outrageously expensive. Well, I must be running along. I'm going to spend the day browsing in a fur store. Happy, happy.
Bye, Patsy. Mother, why did you return Daddy's present?
Well, honey,
Mary, were you eavesdropping?
I wasn't eavesdropping, Mother. I just overheard you.
A fine distinction. We'll discuss some other time. Mary, you see, I didn't want Daddy to think that
I... didn't want Daddy to think that you used a feminine trick to get him to buy it for you.
Where did you learn about feminine tricks?
Well, I'm grown up, Mother.
Well, I'm glad you told me.
Oh, Mother, I don't know what happened between you and Daddy, but... well, gifts are symbols that say I love you. You return Daddy's love to a department store.
You are growing up, dear. Oh, Miss Winters, I want that bag, and don't bother to wrap it. Where is it?
I'm sorry, it's sold.
Oh, no, you couldn't. When? Alex, what are you doing here?
Oh, you wanted this bag, and you're going to have it.
Oh, Alex, but I don't want it on those terms.
Well, why did you come back for it, then?
Well, I had a talk with a wise young woman, and she said that even though you thought I played a feminine trick on you, I shouldn't return your love to a department store. How did you know I returned it?
Oh, the same wise person called me at the hospital. She said if I just stop and think, I'd realize that though you're a woman, you're not that kind of woman. But may I see those pins, please?
Oh, of course, Doctor. But I must tell you, I don't think they'll blend very nicely with Mrs. Stone's coloring.
I'll take this one.
Then you're returning the bag.
Oh, no, no, no. As a husband, I have to abide by the rules. That's why I bought you the purse. But as a man who wants to express his love freely and without influence, I'm buying you this. I wish it to be a string of emeralds.
I'd be just as happy with a bag of popcorn.